Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me on this fabulous Friday. We got so much to talk about, so much crazy stuff happening in the world. And you know what? There's positive stuff to look at, too. But we're going to talk about some of the crazy stuff on Let's Talk About It.
Are where they went. They caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with me. If you haven't already, please, please, I'm asking you nicely, please hit the share button. Hit the share button on this. If you're watching on Rumble, there is a share button there as well. And YouTube, share this video and also hit the thumbs up. And on Facebook, hit the love button. Hit the love button and most definitely share this video. Okay, let's talk about the wokeism. You know, I mean, can you really talk about wokeism on these big tech platforms? Can you really talk about wokeism? Because I remember when Elon Musk took over Twitter, inside of Twitter, they had this closet. And they had all of these T-shirts in this closet saying, stay woke, like, you know, stay woke. And the reason why they want to stay woke is because they want to go against everything that is of God. That's the only reason why they want to stay woke. And that's what wokeism is. The acceptance of everything that is evil. Write that down. That's the actual definition. The acceptance of everything that is evil. Wokeism. Let's go to this first video that I'm just going to get right into it tonight. And I will be taking your phone calls. My producer, she's going to put the phone number in the chat for you if you're interested in giving me a call. So, look, we have so much crime that's happening. And the crime that we're seeing is escalating under their Biden regime. It's happening all across the country. They're ignoring it, right? They want to say that, oh, my goodness, it's just crime happening in red states because red states have, you know, gun laws where people can protect themselves. But they don't talk about the crime in L.A. This is not happening in a lot of red cities and red states, but it's happening in blue cities and blue states, and they do nothing to prevent it. Listen to this.
I live in L.A. I can tell you, you're not wrong. You just mentioned how you think it's a war zone. If we can pull up this video, we just got this from our Fox affiliate in Los Angeles, a business owner out there who makes her living helping cancer patients get their hair back, had her business broken into or robbed a dozen times. And as a result, she's had to close her doors. This is just one of those burglaries you're looking at right now. We obviously have a very progressive DA out there in George Gascon, Soros-backed, who's very soft on crime. Kevin, this is the sort of thing that's just happening in cities all over the country. And why would this business owner ever want to come back?
Well, they won't.
Yeah, they're not going to. I mean, why would you? This lady was actually helping cancer patients and are constantly getting robbed. The city doesn't care. Because they're perfectly fine with the, you know, establishments getting robbed. And I think it's all by design. Y'all remember there was a time before when they were talking about cities becoming so bad, people are just moving out of them. And then China was going in.
China.
And buying up the property. China is buying it up. And it's deliberate. All of this crime that you're seeing is deliberate because none of those that are in charge, they're not preventing it. They're not trying to stop it. I was asking the question before, why are they not trying to prevent the crime from happening in these cities? Because they want
China
to come buy it in, come buy it up. And what end up happening is because all the crime, everything goes down. Now, let's go to this next clip here, because the last one was in L.A. This one here is in San Francisco. Look at this. This is in San Francisco. Right here on the street. And you see it right there. There's a couple guys that's fighting with one another. It's no more everyday crime. No everyday crime that's taking place. It's just no more everyday crime. Like, no nothing out of the ordinary. Like, this is perfectly fine for the crime. Right? It's like, oh, nothing to see here, nothing to see here. It's just crime. Crime is okay. Crime is okay. This is exactly what the left has been pushing for. These are our brothers and sisters in America. These are our family members. Distant, of course. But this is happening in America. It's like becoming a third world nation overnight. And why is this happening? Why is it happening? Because they want it to happen. And I've told y'all before, this is all deliberate. And this is because this is what they want to happen. Okay, I want to change the story up because I have so much I want to talk to you about tonight. And again, I will be taking your phone calls. My producer will put the number in the chat on YouTube and Facebook and Rumble. She'll put the number in there. Okay, so just make sure you go ahead and jot the number down for when I open up the phone line. The phone line is open, but once I start taking phone calls, you can make sure you can call in then. Do you know who Hakeem Jeffries is? Do you know who that is? Hakeem Jeffries. He is a minority leader in the House, and he's completely, 100%, without a shadow of doubt, racist. He is straight up racist. Do we have that article, Shannon, where they were talking about him? Do you have that article at all?
Ooh, I can look it up. I'm sorry.
Okay, don't have that article?
I didn't have it. I can, though.
And where are you doing? You in the chat room? You in the chat, chatting with people? I wish I could do that.
Not chatting.
Okay, so this was when he was in college?
Yeah. It was a newspaper.
A newspaper. Oh, it was in a newspaper.
Yeah, he was on a newspaper.
So it was a newspaper article that he wrote. And he's now this is the same guy that I just learned here recently. Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries, is related to Farrakhan.
He is
related to Farrakhan. And we know how Farrakhan thinks about Jewish people. We know how Farrakhan thinks about white people.
I have the article.
Right? We know how they think about him. So go. What's this?
So this is Hakeem Jeffries compared
Go ahead.
Clarence Sorry. Thomas and other black conservatives to House Negroes in a college paper. As it says, Jeffries also defended his uncle and Nation of Islam leader.
So wait a minute. So Jeffries,
Farrakhan.
Jeffries is talking about me.
He is.
He's talking about me.
But it's funny because it's
interesting because he's the one that's in the House.
Exactly.
I don't understand that. He's the one in the House. He's the one on Capitol Hill, not me.
In fact,
go back to that first picture there. I think it might be a video, but go to that first. Keep going. Right there.
This is him on the floor.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about. For those of you that don't know,
he's the leader of the Democrat Party.
Yes, in the House. He's the minority leader in the House. Right. And total race. I told people when this dude first came in there, I said he's actually worse than Nancy Pelosi. If you can ever imagine such a thing, he's actually worse than Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. But listen to what he says. Well, kind of, you know, he said, perhaps this is a problem with the black conservative politician of today. Their political agenda is not designed to contribute to the upliftment of their people. These right wing opportunists espouse the political ideology of the power structure, and in return, they are elevated to positions historically reserved for whites. You could almost say the same thing about Hakeem Jeffries, right? He hated these black people in power and government because he said that they were basically not activists for the black people. They actually are for all people. These are American men, if you want to use the example of Clarence Thomas, who just want to go by the Constitution of America and do not look at race. He looks at the content of people's character.
Yes. But Jeffries, and I told everybody, I said, this dude is a lot worse.
Hey, but you know what, Will? We're seeing a lot of these guys, these black activists, in position, and now their colors are coming out.
Yep.
Tennessee. Kamala Harris, you could almost say, is one.
Yep.
That's right. The two thugs
in Tennessee.
In Tennessee that were expelled and temporarily put back in. Both of them have worked with BLM.
Yep.
They say extremely racist one things about white people.
One of them have been arrested. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The one that's all calm, Jones.
Yes.
The other one's name is Pearson, who's actually quoted Farrakhan and has said had some very anti-white rhetoric.
And that dude is he's despicable.
Oh man,
he is despicable.
They are in power, but really they are racist against white yes. people. They do not like white people in power.
Let me ask you this: why do you think?
And it's not even power. Why do you think they're it's equal.
Okay for these black thugs to say racist remarks about white people, but if somebody white says anything remotely close and not even being racist, but you know, where they take it and twist it and say it is racist, you see a mushroom cloud. But these black thugs, they say something deliberately about black people and nothing is done, nothing is said about it. But you, let me say this real quick if I can before we go on. Actually, no, you know what, let's play this next clip real quick and then I want to say something. Look at this one. This was on Fox News where they're talking about Joffrey's.
His words were really offensive.
Yeah.
And I think as black Americans look at this, those who will find out about it, because if you look at some of the liberal media and mainstream media, they're not even really covering it at all. So they may not see it. But if you do, this is division. This is the definition of division.
Yeah.
So he maybe will address it. We'll see.
Yeah, it's 100% the definition of division. And that's what they do. That's what they're all about. You know, they always say that they want to be inclusive, but they're all about division. Okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? They're all about division. They say that they're about inclusion, but they're all about division. They're all about division. Let me say this. This is what I want to say just a second ago. I put videos sometimes on Instagram, and when I put videos on Instagram, not so much on Facebook any longer because they've been really blocking me on Facebook. Y'all can look right now. There's over 425,000 people on my Facebook page, and they won't allow 1% to get a notification. They won't even allow 2% to pretty much see the videos. I mean, they're blocking it like no tomorrow, as if I'm a bad guy, like I'm committing a crime or something. The only reason why I can think they're doing it, there's a couple of reasons why they're doing this to me. But one of the main reasons why I think they're doing this is it has a lot to do with color. On Instagram, when I post the videos, I get a lot of black people and a lot of white liberals and a lot of just liberals in general, no matter what their background is, to send me these messages saying, calling me all of these names, calling me all of these hateful, despicable names. Right. I mean, just right out despicable. But I'm very thankful for all of the people that in the past, the black people that have called me, black people that I've seen on the street, that said, Will, I have watched your video. And the first time I watched your videos, I did not like what you were saying. But then I started listening just a little bit more. And then it dawned on me that what you were saying was right. And once they started seeing it, he said, once I started seeing what you were saying, because I didn't think about it looking at that way. And once you start seeing stuff, put it this way, once you start seeing the truth, you can't unsee it. Now, there's some people that will completely ignore the truth, even though they know what the truth is. They just ignore it because they don't want the truth to be the truth. But there's been countless black people that have thanked me for doing what I'm doing and saying what I'm saying. Countless. And there's black people that don't like the fact that I'm actually waking people up. Now, I don't personally take any of the credit. I give all the credit to God. I just believe that God is using me to help and reach his people. I give God all the credit. Throughout all the years that I've been doing this, I've never taken any of the credit. All the credit goes to Almighty God. I'm thankful that I played a part and actually waking people up. And it's not even just black people, but it's also been white people, Hispanic people, Asian people, peoples all across, all walks of life have said thank you to me because of what I'm doing. And that's part of the reason why you have Facebook doing what they're doing and YouTube doing what they're doing, because they don't want someone like Will Johnson telling people the truth, someone like Will Johnson exposing what they are doing, the left, they don't like it. And what's really interesting to me is that if you don't like me exposing what you're doing, then stop doing the craziness. Right? But that's not what it is that they want to be able to do the craziness and we're just supposed to go along with it. Did y'all hear about the Communist News Network? There was an article that came out earlier this morning. I saw it where the Communist News Network was upset. Right? They're upset. And at first I'm sitting there thinking like, what could they possibly be upset about? Right? Right? They're getting what they want. They indict President Trump. Right? Why are they not happy? Right? The country's going down in a, you know, going down in a, how do you say that? Hell basket or however you say it. The country's going
hell
down.
Hell hand basket.
Yeah, it's going, it's yeah. The country is crumbling. Why are they not happy? Right? Why are they not happy? I've said this multiple times about those on the left. They do all this corruption, do all these terrible things, and they're still not happy. Well, come to find out, last year, because of Dobbs and the Supreme Court, over 32,000 babies survived last year. And they're upset about it. How could you be upset that life made it? How could you be upset that life has a chance, that a child has a chance in this world? How could you be upset about that? It's only a demonic spirit. That's exactly what it is. That's the only thing it can be. A demonic spirit is upset because life is having a chance. 32,000 plus last year. Last year. Up until December has been reported. So it's probably even more. That number is going up, up. So when they come out and say that, you know, gun violence is killing more children than any other thing in the world, that's probably true now because 32,000 babies survived at the hands of the left. That's really good. I'm excited about that. That means there's opportunities for more doctors, right? More scientists. More children will have the opportunity to know the experience that of life that God has blessed us with. But CNN and the left, they're upset about it. They're angry. It would not surprise me if they wanted to start, you know, trying to convince people to start rioting. I think we actually have an article about some of this with the, with what took place with how CNN was upset. But let's go to this.
We do.
Do we have the video? Do we have the article?
Yeah, about the article? Abortions.
Yes, let's bring this up. So, yeah.
It says, sick CNN is sad about 32,000 fewer abortions post-Dobbs decision. Overturn.
They're upset because 32,000 of the most precious, the most innocent of us all survived.
How could they be sad about that?
Yeah. So, no, they're not sad. They're not sad. They're angry.
Oh, angry. I'm sorry.
They're furious that the little baby survived.
How can you say you're angry that babies weren't aborted? And yet, you want gun control.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm just saying the hypocrisy of what they're saying. Because if they truly want all children to be protected, they would eliminate abortion.
The only reason why they want gun control is so that we'll have more violence take place in the country.
Hey, well, I want to give a shout out to two people that just gave you super chats.
Oh, okay.
You have Mandatory Carry and Joe Brandon.
Thank you so much, Mandatory Carry and Joe Brandon. If we get any stars, break in on me and let me know.
Yeah, and I'll also be monitoring Cash App, Venmo. You know, like we said, there's other ways you can donate. You can go to uniteamericafirst.com/donate for other ways
absolutely,
to donate.
Absolutely.
And the hotline, I put it in all the chats. So if somebody wants to.
And let me say this too, because I've been saying this on Rumble. When if you do like a Rumble rant, I call it like a slush fund, and it goes to paying my switchboard operator here. If I don't know if y'all can see, go to the wall camera again. I don't know if y'all can see, but I've changed up my studio here. You know, I got my wall monitor up there. I got my switchboard operator right there. There's my producer on that side. And when y'all do the Rumble rant, that goes to so I can pay my switchboard operator. And same thing with the stars, the Facebook stars goes to help me keep, you know, keep the lights going, help me keep going. It goes to pay them as well as the super chat. So I put it all in there and I give that to my switchboard operator and to my producer. So you know what? It is a truly blessing. It's a true blessing. I give it to them because they deserve it. Right. And when you bless me, I bless them right there. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Let me show you this other one. This is really kind of disturbing. It really is, because talking about how they're taking the life of the most innocent of us all, right? The left, they're all about that. And it's only a demonic spirit. It's the spirit of the Antichrist. It's the spirit of the Antichrist that's doing this. Well, look at this lady. This was out of Oregon. She's asked a question about a minor making a decision of on her own about her reproductive system. Listen to the age of what this woman says. Total leftist. Listen to what she says about the age that a child should be able to make the decision about their own reproductive system. It could be your child.
So follow up. So a 10-year-old can make that decision on their own then?
No.
Chair Sanchez, Senator Steiner, yes.
10-year-old, no.
No.
10-year-old?
Did you hear them? They were like, what? Listen. Keep listening.
I didn't think so for that. I thought it was okay.
They're going to ask the question again, just in case you missed it. Listen.
Okay.
Let me clarify, Rep. Sanchez, Senator Steiner, Senator Knope. Under the House Bill 2002, a minor of any age can make reproductive health care decisions, and that includes undergoing an abortion.
Wow. At any age. Have you ever heard such a thing, Shannon? At any age. You know, and the left, they're constantly screaming, talking about, we need to listen to the kids.
I mean, at that age, we don't even let some kids on social media. We don't let them go out the door unless your parents know where you're going. I mean, you can't drive. You can't do any of that. But you can make a healthcare decision as big as having an abortion. That is unbelievable. But that's how they think. They think that is okay. They think it's okay for a child to make big life decisions at the end of 10, at age of 10. That's unheard of. Well, what were you doing at age 10? Let me ask you.
At the age of 10, I was...
Did you even think of somebody having an abortion?
No.
At your age?
I was, at the age of 10, I'm pretty sure I was probably playing with a truck, riding my bike, you know, playing cowboys and Indians, you know? I'm pretty sure that's what I was doing at the age of 10. Quite sure that's what I was doing. Quite sure. You know, it wasn't too long ago. Okay, let's get to this other one, because talking about how they're how they're upset because you have governors that are protecting life, you know, like even here in the state of Texas, you have Governor Abbott doing more to protect life. Right. And a lot of people didn't like Governor Abbott. A lot of people were saying, you know, before Governor Abbott started stepping up, a lot of people were saying, calling him a rhino. But then he started stepping up. Well, they've always hated Ron DeSantis and they still hate him. Right. They still hate him. And that's why they want Ron DeSantis and President Trump like this. Right. Right. I mean, and we can talk about Ron DeSantis, you know, in more depth later on. But listen to this with Kamala Harris. Because she's addressing the whole issue in the state of Florida, because the state of Florida looked like they actually signed it. They signed it, didn't they, Shannon? I think they actually signed it was 6 weeks, right? The 6-week heartbeat bill, basically.
They also signed the bill about the pedophiles can be given the life death penalty.
So they actually passed that.
Yeah, somebody was saying that. A couple of people in the last chat of our last show said it got approved. Said they were really? Born and it got approved. So that's
so
interesting.
So I'm just waiting for them to come out and say that this is an attack on the, you know, the alphabet people.
Yeah. Now, the courts down there have said, you know, have voted against such things before. So that's still pending, I'm sure.
I mean, why would someone, I don't understand it. You have a predator targeting children and do horrible things to children. What do they think should happen to them? I don't understand. I don't understand. Okay, but anyways, let's go to this Wicked Witch. Listen to what she says about Ron DeSantis and some of the other things that she's saying, which is totally lying. This is, again, another example of her just talking out the side of her mouth, trying to convince everyone what she's saying is truth and is not. I've never, in all of my years of going to the poll, I've never been turned away, not a single time. And I've lived in some deep, deep red states. I have. Texas, Arkansas, deep red. Now, I've never been turned away. But listen to what she says. That along with killing the most innocent of us all.
So I'll tell you, I have been reflecting recently that among Dr. King's many gifts was his ability to understand the present moment in the context of a vision for a better future. So, Nan, in that spirit, then, let us clearly understand the moment we are in. A moment in which our hard-won freedoms are under attack. Because just look at where we are. Extremists across our country attack the freedom to vote.
You hear this? Who's actually attacking that? Where's the proof of that? She's lying. There should be consequences of lying because she's straight up lying. But you know who she's talking about? She's talking about people that are not American citizens. That's who she's referring to. She's referring to the people that come into the country based on the Constitution. If you're not an American citizen, you cannot vote. That's who she's referring to, because every American citizen in the country, unless you're a criminal, you can vote. So who is she talking about, right? This is how they do a play on words. They do a play on words like this on every single thing. Now, she's going to get to a point talking about books. Another play on words, because she doesn't mention what's in the books.
They ban books to attempt to erase America's full history.
Okay, so what's in the books? What's in the books? All they've done, and this has been the left, all that they have done was take the pornographic child porn, basically, that they have in video and put it in a book and saying, okay, this should be appropriate for kids. It's not appropriate. That's the part that she leaves out conveniently. These people are evil. They're sick. They're demonic. Kind of the same thing, right? But that's what they are. Who in their right mind think that children should be looking at pornographic books? No one. In their right mind. But they leave that part out. See, it's another play on words. All this demonic stuff they want to do, they don't tell people, well, you know, they're trying to ban books that include child pornography. They're trying to ban those books. They don't say that because they want those books in there. They just say, hey, the Republicans are trying to get rid of books. I'm trying to equate Republicans to like being Nazis or something. Oh, they're just trying to get rid of books. They're not trying to get rid of books that's going to actually educate children. They want to get rid of books that has no business being in schools.
They attack the ability of people to love openly with pride. They attack the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body instead of the government. They attack medication that for 20 years the FDA ruled as being safe.
We can get into a lot of other medication that the FDA has ruled being safe, but you can't really talk about them on the socialist media platforms because they'll deem you as putting out information that they don't like. And they'll say, oh, you're putting out misleading medical advice. Get her off the screen. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, she's hard to listen to. Yeah, I know a lot of people in chat are like, oh, I can't take it.
Yeah, she's
because
disgusting.
It's lies. You know what it is? It's like our soul knows and sees the evil, right? And so when we hear these people talk, it makes our souls like cringe. Like, it's like you can identify and hear the lies, right? You can hear the deception. And it's hurtful.
She's a prime example of someone being turned over to a reprobate mind. That's what it looks like. That's exactly what it looks like. A lot of people don't, you know what? I used to say it all the time, talking about these people having a reprobate mind, and a lot of people don't know what that is. I'm thinking that everyone knows what it is, but is a reprobate mind is a person who God has turned over to their wicked ways, allowed them to do it. And then when they start doing their wicked things in their mind, they believe that they're doing something just. They believe that they're doing something good. There's targeting children is not good. It really isn't. It's not good at all. And they know it's not good, but yet they continue to do it. See, some of them know that it's not good, because you have a lot of Democrats that say, well, you know, I don't like them the way they're targeting children, but
they hate Trump more.
They hate Trump more than the fact that they're going after children the way they're going after them. They can kind of overlook that because of their hatred for President Trump. Wow, people. Wow. Let me ask you this. Where's Dianne Feinstein? Where is she? Right? And I've said this multiple times when during the last circus, you know, with Fetterman. I said, they don't care if Fetterman is brain dead or not. They just want him to be able to occupy that chair and they'll do the rest. Same thing with Feinstein. Where is Feinstein? Is she even still on Earth? I'm just asking the question. I don't know. But if she's not, if she's no longer on Earth, because I think they tried to do the same thing with RGB. Remember her? Remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Remember? I think they tried to do the same thing with her. I think she had probably, you know, moved on, you know, a couple months, but they couldn't hold it back any longer. They had to do something. They wanted to hold it over until they got rid of Trump.
See, but right now she's holding up legislation. They need her vote. Right. They need her body there.
Right.
And so it's hurting them.
Right. Exactly.
So some are calling for her to just go ahead and retire. I mean, she's 93 years old.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she still here?
Well,
I'm asking, you know, I want to know, is she still here? Because you don't ever see her, right? You don't ever see her. But listen what Nancy Pelosi says about
it. I don't want to see Pelosi either.
Yeah, I don't want to see her either. I mean, she's pretty disgusting. But I mean, listen to what she says.
Senator Feinstein has been a champion for California. For 20 years, I have been the leader or the Speaker of the House fighting for California, and I have seen up close and firsthand her great leadership for our country, but especially for our state of California. She deserves the respect to get well and be back on duty, and it's interesting to me. I don't know what political agendas are at work that are going after Senator Feinstein in that way. I've never seen them go after a man who was.
I never seen them go after a man.
Well, man.
They're talking. I just talked about Fetterman. Fetterman is pretty much brain dead. I just talked about Fetterman. He's a man, or does he not identify as a man? I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. He is a leftist. He is a leftist. But she just stood up. She just straight up said they don't ever do this with a man.
I think she still identifies talking as House Speaker of the House.
Yeah, talking about being sexist.
She always gives us her resume anytime she like, you know, I've been Speaker of the House for 20 years. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, you just support the genocide of trans kids and you want everyone who supported them. Yeah, no, you do.
That is such an assumption.
It's such an assumption, right, with all of this. Right.
What is anti-trans on the table?
See, there's nothing on the table that's, you know, saying trans this or trans that. Because you can, I don't know if you can hear the guy saying, he said there's nothing, what says
he
trans?
He said there's nothing trans on the
there's
table.
There's nothing trans on the table. Yeah. I guess that's, you know what? That's the anti-transism. Is that a word? That's what the trans Tifa guy is saying. Because they don't have anything that's being inclusive for trans. It must be anti-trans. Watch.
TPUSA is a whatever.
Wow.
Can you call campus security?
Yeah, please? I will actually. Hey, I have it on camera.
Wow. Wow. Can you imagine if a conservative did that to a liberal table and they had it recorded? Oh my goodness. That person, they would have that person not only removed from the campus, but expelled from the school and even arrested. Okay, let's go to the first phone call.
Okay, let's go to the first phone call.
Katie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. Hey, Katie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. So I was calling in response to the abortion thing and now the trans thing. It's like, it's something I'm so sick of, to be honest with
yes,
you.
Yes,
like, as soon as I saw about that lady with the minor, I automatically thought, they're pushing drag queens and everything. They're pushing these pornographic books. Well, why wouldn't they push abortion? Because they're pedophiles. That's what they are. They're sick, demonic pedophiles.
You know what? Like, you're 100% correct. They are sick, demonic pedophiles. And there's only one thing to do. Get them off the planet.
and I'm so sick of every time I use a public bathroom now, I'm always like praying like, oh God, please don't let there be a man in here. I should not be thinking that whatsoever. There used to be a time I could go in the bathroom and not think that there'd be a man in a dress in there.
You know what?
I'm starved.
You know what, Kathy? You know what, Kathy? You're so spot on. Sorry, Katie. You are so spot on. You should not have to go to a public restroom wondering if there's a man in there.
You know what, to be honest?
Where are the feminists at? For your, you know, trying to fight for your rights, to fight for your privacy, right? They're constantly talking about women's rights, but when does it come into play? Oh, when you want to murder a child.
You know, I get disgusted even seeing some of these trans walking around trying to think they are women.
They're pretending.
I mean, yeah. It's almost...
It's demonic.
It is
100% demonic.
And I personally think at this point, if we're going to allow men into the women's bathroom, then okay, husbands, okay, dads, go in here. Maybe you can keep those sickos from attacking us.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's what I
yeah.
say. If we're going to allow men into the bathrooms.
Well, you know what? That's
men.
But see, then they'll have a problem because you have a heterosexual straight male going into the female's restroom protecting women from these pedophiles. And then all of a sudden it becomes a major problem.
You know what? We need a bathroom that says men, women, and those that don't know what they are.
Those who are confused.
Confused.
Just put on the door,
and
confused.
If you don't know, one of the other two, use yeah. this one just in case.
Yeah, yeah. Confused.
My other thought, too, is I've seen women post saying that, you know, women hate themselves, that they're pro-life women. Actually, I'm very pro-woman. I do not want girls murdered in the womb.
Yes.
I do not want women to be facing like all these like negative repercussions of having abortions. People don't want to talk about that. Women die. Women get infertile. Women get major depression. But no, it's all about, oh, go murder your baby.
Yeah.
And all this stuff is tied to depopulation and just total demonic chaos.
Yeah, yep, you're 100% correct. Well, hey, Katie, thank you so much for the wonderful call. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe out there.
You too.
All right, take care. Okay, let's go to the next one, Shannon.
Okay, this is Terry. Maybe.
You have to click yes on that, right? We're going to Terry?
Yep.
Hey, Terry, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, had the founders foreseen the future, they would have written a very different Second Amendment.
A different one? How so?
A well-protected public being necessary to the security of a free state, the duty of the people to keep and bear arms shall be enforced. Okay, so- I'm done spurging for the night.
I think it kind of says that, right? But I think it's twisted when they say militia, when a well-regulated militia. And then we ask the question, well, what is a well-regulated militia?
Currently says the right to, had they foreseen the future, it would have said the duty to.
Yeah.
Oh, duty. Okay.
I get you now.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
I get you.
Yeah, a little bit different.
Hey. Yeah.
Fun history fact, a very early draft said exactly that.
Hmm. You know, I wonder if you know, I'm willing to bet if you try to get them to do an amendment to the Constitution to add that in there, how do you think they would react?
Well, it's kind of saying that everybody should bear arms then.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
it
basically
should
what
be.
It says.
It really should. I agree.
Well, we're at 29 states with constitutional carry. So what I keep hearing is 29 states are on the verge of mandatory carry. I'm just saying.
One step away. Yeah, right, quite possible. Quite possible. You know, but they don't want you to, they don't want anyone to be able to carry. And you know what? I would have to go into somewhat agreement on it just a little bit. I think that if you're a registered Democrat, you should not be allowed to own any firearms. Because all the 90% of the most violent crimes that we're seeing in the country are being dealt out by who?
Antifa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're discriminating.
We're discriminating against trans Tifa. Yeah, but I mean, but see, the interesting thing is that they're constantly talking about no one should be able to have bear arms. They're saying we should take all the guns, but they don't ever acknowledge the people who are committing the crimes with the guns.
Yeah, they're not honest about what the problem is.
No,
the problem is mental illness, perpetuated a lot by a liberal agenda, CRT, DEI, LGBT. These people are confused, they're sick, it's driving division in our country, and so they feel like they have to attack the people that think differently.
Yeah, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, whatever the cause is, the same people who say you shouldn't be allowed to carry a gun are literally parading with guns. I think I'm joking, it happened in...
No, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're right, I've seen it.
100%.
I've seen it, yeah. No, you're spot on. You are, yeah. Yeah, no, you're spot on. I saw Trans Tifa carrying them too. Yeah, you're spot on. Well, hey, Terry, thank you so much for the call. Have a wonderful weekend. All right, take care.
God bless you.
God bless you. All right, who do we have next?
We have Susan from Louisiana.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much for the call.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing, Will?
You know what? I'm doing good. The world... How are you doing? Thank you so much for calling me.
Pretty good.
So what do you think about all of this?
What was it that you was talking about? Because I didn't get on there at the very, very start on which part of it.
Well, we talked about Democrats are upset about 32,000 lives being saved because they haven't been able to abort them. We talked about Trans Tifa attacking free speech.
And then we also talked about how the crime and the violence is happening at an alarming rate throughout the country. And none of the left seems to think that it's a problem. Multiple businesses are closing.
Oh, yeah. And Kamala said that MAGA is our extremists.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Well, I think that a lot of times the people that are committing the crimes, it's these people that have not been taught nothing about that how firearms could harm people, and they just let them go, and they need discipline. If the United States would bring back discipline in the home and at the school, and I'm not talking about beating nobody, because
some of them need to be beat. I'm just saying. Like these trans Tifa, they need to be beat because they probably never had a spanking. You know, they probably never been disciplined.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Though, had they been taught as a child,
mm-hmm.
with the spanking, and if they knew their parents knew business or meant business, you know, and they told them, look, do not do this, rather than putting them over in a corner for 10 or 15
going time out. Yeah, going time out. So what ended up happening is that all of these kids not being disciplined, what they did was treat them, they taught them that, hey, there's no real consequences in me doing something just blatantly wrong. You know, I get in timeout just a little bit long, you know, okay, I go in timeout, but there's no serious consequences.
Do you not think too, though, that kids are so soft? I mean, I remember my parents, my parents that a kid was picking on me, they'd be like, well, stand up for yourself.
Yep.
Don't take it.
All the time. Yep.
What did you say? What did you do? I mean, they wouldn't go to school and say, will you please ask this kid to stop picking on my child? My parents were like, be bold. Yep. Take care of it. Stand up for yourself.
Yep. Get back at it. Get well, back at it.
Another thing is they would end up to be able to be disciplined at the school. Every last one of them, you know.
Yep, I remember that too.
Picking a fight, and they would also make them write lines or put them in timeout in school for recess and all this when they were younger. And none of them, and it's like, you know, they wanted to be with them with all the other children, and they were, you know, they learned to not be such a bully. Now, you're going to have two or three, four people that's going to be bullies regardless what you've done to yeah. them or whatever.
That's true. That's true. You're not going to be able to change that because that's, well, that's human part of nature life too, though.
And we should be teaching our kids about that. We're going to say you can't control everybody and everything. You can only control you and what, and you know, yourself. I mean, we need people to be able to deal with problems. A lot of these kids these days, they don't know how to deal with anything. You're not going to make people like you. Sorry. You want to be a trans? People don't have to like you being a trans. They don't have to agree that you're a trans. Right? That's how it really is.
The Bible says don't be like Sodom and Gomorrah and all that, and that's what this is turning into.
100%. Just like it was in the days of Noah, just like it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the returning of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was, we're okay. headed to that. So, hey, Susan, thank you so much for the call. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, y'all have a good weekend too, and God
you
bless you.
God bless you. Take care.
Okay, well, we have one more call from Bill from Texas.
Okay, hey, Bill, thank you so much for the call. You there, Bill? There you go.
There you go.
So leave it alone. Let me do it. You there, Bill?
Okay, you there?
I'm here.
I am.
So my, someone is
There's
pushing
a delay
too many buttons.
On my button.
Someone is pushing too many buttons.
Yeah. Nah, because I kept answering you, but it kept saying unmuted. So.
Yeah. Anyway, someone was trigger happy, I mean, with the clicker there.
I mean, I think we all understand Pelosi and Feinstein and all of them. So if it's okay, can I take a left turn?
Yeah. Let me ask you real quick before you go to that. Do you think Feinstein is still alive, or you think she's like moved on?
Just, oh my God, who knows?
I'm just, you know, that's why I want to know too, right? Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, it's ridiculous, you know. But my left turn is Mitch McConnell retiring, and you know, I think it's great he's getting out, but the Democratic governor is the one that's going to replace them.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure how I feel about that because, you know, that's a danger zone right there.
Yeah. I mean, they're basically Mitch McConnell. Actually, Mitch McConnell helped the Democrats keep the Senate. His whole purpose was to help. He's helped the Democrats. And now he wants to make sure that the Democrats have more control of the Senate. I mean, they already kind of have it with him there. So it's really not good. They already kind of have it.
Well, and that's why I have mixed feelings about it, because I wanted to retire. But, you know, I think he needs to be the hell out of there. But I'm concerned because now we're, you know, who knows who the Democratic governor is going to put there? It could be someone even worse.
Yeah, actually, it probably would be someone worse. Look at the minority leader in the House right now, Hakeem. Nancy Pelosi is terrible, but he's worse. If you can ever imagine that, right?
Yeah, no.
It's crazy.
Hakeem Jeffries is off the hook, that guy.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible, but I just wanted to get your opinion on the whole Mitch McConnell situation. And I've heard everything you said. And I will tell you this, when I was doing Facebook and whatever, I was missing your notifications quite a bit, but I get them on Rumble. So I'm on Rumble right now. So shout out to them because at least I get the notification.
Yeah, you know what? That's the nice thing about Rumble. Rumble, you do get notifications, but on Facebook and YouTube was the first one I really noticed it on, how they prevent people from getting notifications. And if Facebook here lately just got really bad. I mean, it's just really bad. I don't even know what they're doing. It's like they're trying to maybe just possibly what it is. They want me to think that no one is interested in what I have to say any longer. I know that's what they're doing.
Yeah, no. And you know what? Kind of even more of a left turn. And it's not going to happen. But wouldn't it be something if like an Elon Musk bought Facebook? That would be freaking awesome.
Yeah, it would be. But I don't know if is there anybody out there like Elon Musk that can spend, you know, almost $500 billion, if not, you know, for Facebook? I mean, how much is Facebook worth? Shannon, can you look at it real quick and look up the net worth for Facebook? I'm just kind of curious. Yeah, Go ahead.
There's no one that can buy it. There's no one and if there is someone that can buy it, it's like, well, who are they and where do they stand? And, you know, on free speech or censorship, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we're in a $574 billion.
Yeah, that's why I said $500 billion. So, you know what? If anything, you know what I would like to see, Bill? Really? I would like to see Facebook broken up because they've gotten too big. I would like to see Google broken up. That would be extremely positive.
Oh, that would be awesome, Will. I mean, that would be incredible because we just get like censored. You got to be so careful what you say.
Yep.
And you get these fact checkers, but no one's fact checking. I mean, this whole Ukraine thing. I mean, the guy shouldn't have put out classified information. But what did we learn? I've been saying all along, we got troops in Ukraine. Well, now we know we got troops in Ukraine. And no one's talking about that. They're just talking about the guy who put out classified information.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one's talking about all the stuff we learned.
You know what, Bill? You're so spot on. And I'm going to have to let you go. And I'm going to talk about that here briefly in just a second. OK, because my producer, she actually has some information about this, about the guy and how they ignore all the information that's in there. So, well, hey, Bill, thanks so much for the call. Have a wonderful weekend.
Well, thank you for staying on as long as you did. I appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you. Take care.
Well, I just want to say when I looked up how much Facebook is worth.
Uh-huh.
There's some articles out there. One says mass layoffs and absentee bosses are creating a morale crisis at Meta.
Yeah.
Another article. This is just 2 days ago.
Remember the other day, Shannon, I was telling you something is going on at Facebook.
Yeah. Today it said Facebook recruiters were given nothing to do and then were laid off.
Wow. So I told you. And so you just looked this up. I told you. I I'm sitting there looking and said, wait a minute. Now something's going on at Facebook. I don't know what it is. Because I've been on Facebook enough and I've been like doing, you know, looking at different things quite often long enough. And man, I said it to you. Did I not say it to you? I told you. I paid attention. No prophet. No crystal ball. Just the writing on the wall. And I knew something was going on. And now you just confirmed it for me. Wow. Okay. Do we have time for this other one? I kind of want to play this last one for everybody. Okay. I want to play this last one for you because, you know, the left they have a new cult. And that's kind of what the title is here on Rumble. They have a new religion. They have a new cult religion that they believe in. Listen to this because this was on Fox News and I love the way this young man represents this. He just brings it out. He just brings it to light, you know, the trans Tifa. He doesn't say trans Tifa, but that's essentially who he's talking about.
Amber, I'm going to start with you first. Watching the video of this mob, shrieking, enraged mob, corner Riley Gaines was terrifying. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So I am used to this. I am from Northern California, and I have been involved with multiple Turning Point USA events that have turned crazy and violent. The event was ending and attendees were leaving the classroom, and all of a sudden this violent mob came in and started rushing towards Riley. I was right next to Riley, and my first instinct was, we need to protect Riley. So I shoved back some of the protesters, and we made sure to get Riley out of the classroom as fast as possible.
You know, Ian, this is a national security threat. When we have college campuses or communist camp that turn out all of these kids who don't believe in free speech, communist and they believe camp. The only way they deal with people who disagree with them is they shut them down or they make loud noises or bang drums or blow whistles so a conversation can't happen, that's the future of America. I think a lot of older people don't understand that what they believe in free speech, these younger people do not.
Now listen to this, listen.
Well, I think we've got to look at the transgender movement, especially the radical transgender movement as well.
The radical transgender movement is the radical Trans-Tifa movement.
What it is, which is the left's new religion. And when you see it through that
lens. Okay, I'm sorry. I was talking too much. Let me stop talking. Listen to what he says here, because he talks about the left's new religion.
Well, I think we've got to look at the transgender movement, especially the radical transgender movement, as what it is, which is the left's new religion. And when you see it through that lens, a lot of this behavior actually makes sense, because you've got to prove your faith. And this is just all about proving your faith. And these students are some of the most dedicated among this faith. And we really need to pump the brakes on this, because once colleges truly go, that's where free speech starts for a lot of people, and it won't end there.
Exactly. And we're done. And the country's done. Right. And they've been doing this a long time, the indoctrination of our children. OK, everybody. Hey, thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for all the blessings. Thank you so much for sharing this video. Thank you so much for hitting the thumbs up. If you haven't hit the thumbs up yet, please go ahead and turn it green for me. It really makes a difference. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. We will see you on the flip side. Take care. We talked about it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
With the talk of nuclear fallout amongst different countries, one thing that is not discussed is a possible EMP attack. What is that, you ask? With an EMP, they can destroy cities without a single tactical nuke, which causes massive destruction. But there is a solution. With EMP Shield, you can protect yourself and your family from a possible EMP attack. To do so, simply go to EMPShield.com to find out more information. There are three goals when it comes to EMP protection. One, improve risk awareness of electromagnetic threats and hazards. 2, enhance capability to protect critical infrastructure. 3, promote effective electromagnetic instance response and recovery efforts. The United States is prepared for extreme magnetic instances, but where does that leave you? Do not depend on the government to save you. Use promo code UAF Shield and take advantage of this great deal and protect yourself and your family today at EMPShield.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.